Lisa Burt.
Hi, my name is Shaney. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested today from customer service.
Yeah, what company are you with?
Well, you've contacted me at a third-party call center, so without an account, I'm not sure which company that you could be with. Could you provide me with your zip code to locate an account for you?
92603.
Thank you. You said your name was Lisa Burt?
Correct. Why did I say it? You must have found it.
Well, no, you didn't announce your name when you answered the phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is it B-U-R-K or T? B-U-R-T.
T.
Okay, and I'm not pulling up an account at all for you. How can I be of assistance?
I'm not sure. I have a charge from your organization on one of my cards that I don't think I made. So
what's
I'm trying
the amount
to get
of the
to the
charge?
Root of it. Well, I have many charges, so I don't know how much the charge is. It could be one of several charges. That's why I'm trying to find out who the organization is.
Okay, so
who
the,
for employers.
The for particular charge that you're referencing to get the customer service number to reach me, how much is that charge?
I don't know. I made a few charges is the point. There's like seven charges that I don't recognize, and I made seven calls, so I don't know which one you are. Are you 866-205-8329 or 855-480-7409?
And that's what I don't
You
know,
because
you've contacted a third-party
yeah.
call center, so we do handle about 300 different companies. Do you remember ordering any products
no,
recently?
No, I understand. There was a charge on 11/11 for $39.95 or on 10/31 for $54.95.
Okay, so with the $54.95 charge, is there a customer service number listed?
Yes.
Okay, is that the number that you dialed to reach me?
I don't know. I dialed like six numbers, so I don't know which one you're calling because your number is different than the one coming
in. I know.
That I called.
Do you have a way to look at your phone at the moment to see what number that you dialed to see if that's correct with the charge?
Yeah, I guess I just don't know if it's one of these two. I mean, it's either 855-480-7409. That's for the $54.95.
Okay. Let's see if we can find an account. Could you provide me with your email? Because an email would have had to have been used for an order.
Yeah, it's Lisa, L-I-S-A, Scholar, S-C-H-O-L-A-R, at Gmail. Sorry, I'm not trying to be difficult. It's just,
it's fine.
Stuff I don't recognize.
And yes, ma'am, I'm not pulling up an account at all for you, but bear with me. I'm going to search in our system to see if I can find anything because you may have the incorrect customer service number, but bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just to ask, do you remember ordering any dietary supplements, fitness watch, anything like that recently, completing a sweepstakes offer to win any particular prize to where you paid the shipping and handling?
That's not sounding familiar.
Okay. And I'm still searching the system to see if I can find an account. And I'm still here, okay?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm just letting you know. I'm still here searching.
Oh, okay.
And no, ma'am, Ms. Bird, I'm sorry, but I'm not pulling up anything. What I would advise you to do is to contact your bank or your card issuer, so that way we can confirm that they provided the correct customer service number for the merchant that's charging you those charges, because I'm not pulling up anything in my system.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately, they're not being helpful. I'm like, I don't recognize these charges, and they told me they were able to verify the charges, my bank.
Okay. So just
And
let
so
them know that
I'm doing
you
some
attempted
due
to call one
diligence.
of the you attempted to call the merchant for one of the charges that was on the account. We weren't able to pull up an account, so they need to confirm that they've provided the correct customer service number for the merchant.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye-bye.